So that's the premise behind that. So you can get it done real, and you just do one set of them. So you could do a set of biceps, you can do a set of triceps, and then maybe some shoulder, you know, a press and a pull. You do those two things on the road. You've done four sets of something, and you're done in like 6 minutes, you know, and maybe 10 or 12 with a warm up on the front end of it. So there's ways these things work. And people gain muscle with these and maintain muscle. I've been doing them for a long time, and I haven't lost a bit of strength or a bit of mass from any, not that I have a lot of mass, but I haven't lost any of the mass that I do have from doing that. So these are really easy ways that you can, that, you know, in the terminal, you could just bring a set of bands and you could do this. You know, so there's ways to do this, and then you can do your different stuff when you're at home if you have to. But you got a treadmill in every hotel you stay in, so there's no excuse there to do that. But you can get it done really, really quick, and it's always bang, 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 you know, jet to the hotel, to dinner, then get some sleep before you fly the next day. But you can do this and still meet everybody in a half an hour for dinner.
That's for sure. You know, the other thing is what better way to go see the city? Go walk around. Go check it out. Like, you don't have to always get that super badass workout in the hotel, gym or wherever. But I think that's kind of the it's more of a psychology transition, because I've heard this from guys, especially, I mean, friends of ours that we've worked with for years, and people that we've known who are working behind a desk as part of their aviation career. They always talk about, hey, I've got a great workout routine at home. I eat pretty well. You know, guys get out on the road, I'm going to get fat like them or whatever. We used to have the joke body by Atlas or fatless at Atlas and all stuff like that. And it's funny, but to me, it's just, I've never seen that as a true statement. I've always thought the best shape I was ever, or I've always kind of molded to, was when I had the more of the free time away from the office setting and less of the office style stress. And just the flying airplanes. So I think, and this isn't pointed at anyone in particular, but pointed at the person who can say, hey, I'm at home, I've got my good routine and all that good stuff going on. How do I transfer that when I get out on the road to maintain that modicum of health I think I have at home? What's your suggestion for them?
Well, you can, like you've heard me talk about, you can take your food with you. So there's a lot of stuff that you can bring with you. And again, the high fat diet helps a ton because you don't have to bring as much. You've got privileges because you've got your known crew member. Mm. I love that. I miss that like crazy. But you can get eggs through. You can get a lot of stuff through. You can get so much more through than I'm ever going to get through now, you know, not being, you know, in the industry. But you take your food with you. So bring what you can. You know, you can bring avocados. You can bring cans of olives. You can bring olive oil. You can bring coconut oil. You can bring your protein powder. A small blender or an immersion type blender, just a little spinny hand thing that runs off a battery. You can bring lettuce, you know, because you're not going to, you're too quick through places that you're not going to find a grocery store more than likely next door to where you're staying. So, you know, for you to take 5 days worth of stuff, but these are things that, those types of things you can take and they're going to last. They're not going to decay on you. You can get a little, maybe for lettuce and things, you could replenish some ice and things like that, and you can keep it cool on the airplane easy enough too. So there's a bunch of stuff that you can bring along with you easy enough. Nuts and seeds, you know, cashews, almonds, sunflower seeds. It's a pilot thing. Everybody loves sunflower seeds. So, or an Air Force thing anyways. You know, sardines. You just might want to eat those when you're in the terminal or something like that.
Yeah, maybe in the hotel room, not so much. Rip them open on the flight deck, yeah.
But they're in a can. Sure. They're awesome. I mean, they're a great source of fat and a great source of protein. You can bring sea salt. Get a sea salt, stevia.
I'm jumping on the sardines bandwagon here. This is they're not a sponsor of ours. I wish they were. I believe they're called Wild Organics. I have to look them up. They are the sardines of choice by myself. They're what do they call it? Sustainably caught. Okay. They pack them in olive oil. They've got all sorts of different tastes. or flavors. They've got a marinara, and stuff like that. That I love them, and I've started taking them there. Oh yeah, here we go. I got them. Wild Planet.
Okay,
So
I gotta write that
yeah,
down.
get Wild Planet sardines. They're awesome. You can actually, if you want, very shortly here when we hit our 13,000th member, by the time this podcast goes out, we'll be well past 13,000. You guys can go to the TPN Facebook group and the app, or the website, wherever you get your TPN fix from. You can go and click on our Amazon link. Right now, it's just a placeholder with everything explained for the professional pilot, which is a fantastic book. If you don't have it, go get it. I own it. I've actually donated it to my squadron because it's so awesome. But when you go in there, you can search for anything aviation or otherwise related that you would get on Amazon, buy it, and a couple of pennies will go over to TPN and keep the TPN airship afloat. But with that said, Wild Planet makes some fantastic stuff. I've had their sardines. I've had a few of their other canned fish varieties. It can be a little pricey, but definitely worthwhile if you want some quality and try to save the planet, your own little way at a time. I've also do some other brands, like even just the Bumblebee tuna and some of that stuff. They have stuff packed in olive oil. Even so, if you're just like, oh, that gets old, they've got lemon dill, garlic, which is another one you might want to avoid on the flight deck. But they've got like jalapeno stuff and that mix. I'm telling you, I was gonna hate this stuff, and there are times where I will eat that and that alone for lunch, and it lasts me for a while because it's so high in fat, and it tastes delicious. So, in case you guys didn't figure it out, I'm a big believer in Frank. But yeah, so just so anyways, I didn't mean to cut you off there, Frank. I see
No, that's all.
I saw an opportunity to jump in, and I wanted to make sure that people knew where to
No,
get some of this stuff.
it's all good stuff. I haven't heard Wild Planet. Sardines are new to my diet too. And they saved me tonight, because I didn't have anything thawed out, so I just threw a can of sardines on my salad. So at least I got some protein on there, because I'm still a meat guy. I like to have my protein, and I need it with my working out too. But so just by taking all this stuff, and carrying, a good sea salt, carrying stevia to use as your sweetener. There's a product called Yum Butter. It's actually made by a colleague and a buddy of mine here in Madison, but it's peanut butter you can get in a big, like, 8-ounce squeezy pouch. And he's got goji berries, acai berries, things like that are mixed in with it. He's got almond butter, peanut butter, sunflower seed butter. So those things you can just, if you have to, you just squirt it in your mouth. Great, great. So these things, like the lettuce, now that I rethink this a little, the lettuce is going to be a little bit harder to take with you, but the lettuce you don't have to take with you, because you can go get the salad. You can go get the pile of lettuce from the terminal, and then you've got your avocados, you've got your olive oil, you've got your coconut oil, you've got your sardines if you want, or you got your tuna, and you can throw that on there and you're set, you're golden. And don't use their, I mean, again, you don't have to, but just use the fat from there. From the wherever you purchase a salad, use those salad dressings and things, but just know that it's something that you have to progress past and get your own oils, because you don't know what you're getting, and they're notoriously bad. And store-bought on a shelf, I don't care if it's Paul Newman's or whoever, it's all rancid, it's all bad. That's the fat that's causing heart disease. That's the stuff that's cracking the arteries and causing plaques and things, is the oxidized fats and cholesterol from that. So it's not, I shouldn't say the cholesterol, but the fats. It's not the fat itself. So you really need to just get a good olive oil, get a good coconut oil, and you just put them in a little bottle and take it with you, that whatever you need for 5 days, and you have it. And it's just that one bailout meal that you have to go get, and then you're going to be so much better off for it. And even just like sea salt, use sea salt. You get a good brand, and we'll get some documents for these guys. I've got shopping lists. A little bit of a guide on all these things I'm talking about, what to replace with what, brand wise, what's a good brand and things. But go get those things and bring them with you, because it's transparent. You won't know any different. You don't care what olive oil you're using. You don't care what kind of salt you're using. You probably don't use salt. But if you have the right sea salt, you have the right olive oil and things like that, you can use those things, and those are going to make a huge difference in your life without you changing anything. It's not like, oh, you got to go to the gym and do Olympic lifts today, and you're like, oh my God, I don't want to do that. This is all, well, you use olive oil, you use salt, so just use these, and it's But and it's all good for you, and it's going to help your physiology and your health.
Which is critical.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is something I used to do a little bit of this. We talked about it a little bit before the podcast. So bulletproof coffee, bulletproof tea. I used to do bulletproof coffee, and I remember it was butter and coffee, and I think MCT oil and some other stuff. And to be honest with you, it tasted great. I actually really liked it. I gave up on it a little quickly. I have thought about going back to it, not as a every morning thing, but just as a more of a get through some parts, kind of changing up the diet a little bit when I get bored with one thing, you know, eating eggs
Yeah.
every morning or whatever. Can you just go into that just a little bit for well, for me and for everybody else out there?
As far as what the bulletproof coffee and things
Yeah,
are,
and kind of
yeah.
what it's doing for you physically or physiologically, because I kind of have an idea, but at the same time, I mean, if you told my dad that, hey, if you consume a two big j cups of coffee filled with butter and all this other good stuff in there, and it tastes delicious, he'd look at you like, what are you, crazy? And I'm like, no, Dad, seriously. And my dad has, for some of the guys that are out there, some people know, some people don't. My dad has got severe rheumatoid arthritis, and he is on a major brand of anti-inflammatory, and it's coming up not working for him again. And one of the other major medicinal plants that are out there to help him out, unfortunately, is not only not legal in the state of Wisconsin for his type of issue, but is not federally legal, so he's unable to use that. And I'm trying to help him find some dietary stuff because my dad is a sweet tooth man. And with that being said, he's a huge coffee drinker, and I know I've heard that bulletproof coffee may have some anti-inflammatory
Yeah.
stuff that comes with it. So if you could explain a little bit about how the phys what it does to your physiology, and also how to make it, because I think some dudes who listen to this, and dudettes, of course, I always leave the ladies out, and I feel terrible about it. I guess we all just lump pilots in like together. Hey guys, I say that to all the girls I fly with too, so I don't know what my problem is. But so just kind of go off on that for a few.
Yeah, so bulletproof coffee was coined, not invented, but coined by Dave Asprey. So he's got all the bulletproof stuff. So there's bulletproof coffee, there's bulletproof mind. He's got a bunch of books he's written on stuff. But he's the guy who really brought that to the United States and I guess the Western world. But it was in, I don't remember where he was at. He's in India or something, but it was a coffee that they actually made over there, and they put yak butter in it and blended it. And he just, he liked it, and he asked why they were doing it. And it was for the brain and the cognition response to it. So he believed in it. He saw what it did. He felt what it did. And then he did a bunch of research on it. It's kind of what Dave is. He's a real good researcher and getting stuff out there and explaining why and what it does and basically what it's doing and what you do here now. And I put, I come up with the bulletproof tea because I'm not a big coffee drinker. But the bulletproof coffee is actually coffee with yak butter, or you get raw dairy butter here, which we're not getting. You can get in some states. Some states you can't. It's illegal. You can get it here in Wisconsin if you're an employee of the farm, but it's actually not pasteurized, not homogenized. So some of those problems we were talking about earlier with all your soy milks and dairy and skim milk things, those convert to sugar. So you can actually get butter straight, from the milk from the cow turned into made into
Sure.
butter straight from that without it being processed. But so it's that's what bulletproof coffee is. And I make them with teas and things like that. I make them with everything. I'll do it with a peppermint tea, I'll do it with an herbal tea, I'll do it with green teas. Just the same premise where you're going to put the butter in it, blend it, and then you're also going to add in another fat, which is MCT like you said, but it's coconut oil. So
Okay.
what that is coconut oil. Coconut oil is made up of a bunch of oils, and they're called MCT oils because MCT stands for medium chain triglyceride. So triglyceride's a fat, and it's a medium chain length of it. There's so many carbons in them, carbon atoms in them. From I think from 6 to 10 is a medium chain. So there's like from or from four or yeah six I think. So from 6 to 12, there's like five of them in coconut oil, and then they refine that down. So coconut oil is solid. They refine that down and they take some of the bigger ones out and they refine it down to virtually just one of them, which is you might see MCT oil or brain octane, which is from Bulletproof, and it'll also be called C8 because it's the C8 compound. So it's the carbon with eight, it's the molecule, it's the fat, the MCT with eight carbons in it. So they purify it down to that one, and that one's liquid at room temperature. So you add that, and that converts in your body. So that's a fat. You metabolize it into a ketone, like we were talking about before, and you use that ketone for energy, and that fires your brain big time. So that's the one, the caprylic acid, the C8, the MCT oil is very high in it, or brain octane is like 99%, just that one. It's just caprylic acid or C8. So it's an MCT oil, but it's pretty much pure caprylic acid or C8. That's that one that really fires your brain. Coconut oil is going to be about 40 to 60%. You can get some liquid ones that are going to be in the 70s to 80s, which work well too, but they just really fire your brain. So that's the premise behind it, is that you're using that fat metabolism pathway, and your brain runs phenomenally well off it. It's a really good thing to do before podcasts, would be a good thing for interviews, a good thing to do before you go fly, you know, because it's a fuel your brain prefers to run off of. So our bodies need no carbohydrates whatsoever. But your brain uses some, so you can convert some protein into sugar for your brain to use, but your brain runs incredibly well off of fat, and it runs incredibly well off of that form of the fat, so that MCT. So that's why it's in there.
Well, we went down a little bit of the rabbit hole there, but that's always fun to do. And if you're having a conversation with me, you're pretty much guaranteed
And
to.
like you said, you can make them taste, you know, you use the stevias, you use whole whipping cream, organic whole whipping cream. I mean, you can make things that taste just as good or better than that double frappuccino, and it won't destroy your gut, won't destroy your health, and it won't rip you to pieces. Because I remember what they used to do to me, and I have zero problems with the stuff that I make. And you can make that drink with these things, and it's absolutely good for you. But the Frappuccino is not even close. So you get the coffee from them, and you got the oils in your bag because they won't spoil, and you're golden. There you go. There's your double Frappuccino, and you've got you can make it 500 calories.
And, here's one other thing, because pilots are notoriously what? Cheap.
Cheap.
I bet you that you can make three or, well, maybe not three or four, but each bulletproof coffee that you just made with that giant Starbucks pipe roaster or whatever they have, you could probably make one and a half of these for every one double mocha or whatever the new drink is these days that you can go out and buy. So you're saving a little bit of money and you're saving your health. And I think that's kind of what we talked about. And I think we've hit some on some of the stuff like training for optimal performance. We talked a lot about how to just be an optimal performer by not doing nearly as much as we think we need to go do and packing our stuff up. I remember you talked a little bit about how you used to pack all the stuff you used to bring. Well, now we just talked that you don't need to nearly bring as much, but not leaving it in your bag or having it so you have it on the ready. Do you have any suggestions for bags or what you used to carry all your stuff with?
Yeah, there's a company out there, and again, we'll get the links and stuff to you guys. But if you want to go snag something now, go do it. But it's called Six Pack, Six Pack bags. Just Google them, you'll find them. But we'll get some stuff out to you guys too. But you can get that was probably the bag you saw me with, and it was a pretty big oval bag, and it's kind of like a hard, a semi-hard soft case cooler type thing, and it had shelves in it. You could put I'd have meals made, and I'd put them on the shelves and things. You'll see when you go to the website, you can get something like that. And that's what I was using with Omega, because I could. It was very similar to the Air Force. I could carry what I want onto their airplanes and things. But with American, it was a little different. I had to, you know, it was on top of my wheelie thing, and I had a backpack on my back for pubs and flight kit stuff, because that's just where I had to carry it. But so it's a little bit there, but you can actually get backpacks that have shelves and containers for you to put food in, and you can put your shoes in there. You can put workout clothes. So for day to day at home, Air Force guys, commuter people, whatever, just day to day in your life. But that's a really, they got tons of different variants of it. A really nice product that can, and it'll last you forever. They're not the cheapest things, but they're not outrageous either. But it's an awesome thing to do to carry. If you're traveling like we are, you can carry enough. You can put that kit together kind of like we almost just formulated here
Yeah.
and have it with you the whole week. No problem. And
Okay.
it could just be your workout bag too.
See, now that's something that I could even look into, because I'm not I'm trying to make a decision if I want to swap out bags. Also, if you do go to six pack bags, because they just got a nice little plug from Frank and Adam, make sure you tell them that the Pilot Network sent you, and they should get a hold of us and
Well, we
take a
will set
look.
that up for them because I actually have an account with them, but I don't have it completely set up. So if you want to give us a couple days, probably by the time this airs, we'll have that in place for you guys.
Yeah, there you go. Awesome.
And I think what we can do too is we'll put a bit of a kit together for you guys. I'll pick a bag that can kind of be your flight bag and your lunch bag. So it might be that backpack one, and you can put it'll have enough in there for you to put. Oils, avocados, stuff like that, and then you can have your checklists and your pubs and things like that in it. We can kick that around and try and put a little kit together and say this is what you order.
Yeah, and see, I love that. That right there, what are you doing? You're making a checklist for success into the health world for pilots, and what do pilots love? They love checklists. And I think on the note of checklists and how we're going to start closing these up. So Frank is our first ever guest to run through the new TPN segment called Memory Items. This is basically what Frank wants us to take away from today. These are the things that he feels are most relevant to what you need to know. These are his memory items that we're going to run through. The first one that we're going to talk about is, what is something that every listener to this podcast, to include myself, should go out and read, learn today to improve their position as an aviator?
Well, there's more to this list, but these are what I could remember off the top of my head. And we can post this. I'll give this as a tasker for you. So you have to find the instructor award in the squadron
Okay.
and take a picture of that plaque because it's Gary Tenney. So he was one of my first instructors. He probably was our squadron commander when I first got in. But these were his rules to live by. And I think there's more than four that I have here, but these are the ones I could remember off the top of my head. But they're along these lines. And one of them is the good pilot will kill you. So no matter who you're flying with, don't get complacent. Be always watching each other. No matter how you can have the chief pilot for Delta sitting next to you. And he's the best hands, best guy, never had an incident, but you got to watch out. The good pilot can take you out too. Be on the ground wishing you were in the air, not in the air wishing you were on the ground. So make those decisions, correctly, according to your ops plan, your operation guides and things, but don't be, in the middle of something that you can't get out of. And that goes right into the third rule, which is don't put yourself in a position that requires all your skill and cunning to get out of. So, again, make those decisions early. Make sure that you don't, push yourself into a corner that's going to take everything to get out of that situation and live to fly another day. Those are the rules.
I'd say that's a pretty good one. I love the last one there. So those are something that all of you, to include myself, read, heed, learn today, and start applying it. So my favorite one of the memory items. What is something that you would have told the 20-year-old Frank, the 30-year-old Frank, and the 40-year-old Frank that he should, that not he shouldn't do, should do, that it is a must do, he has to do this?
Well, at 20 years old, I'd say retire a few years in your 20s, and that's probably not realistic. I'm saying that because I actually got lucky and got to do that, because I pretty much followed the rules. I went to college. It was like Opie Taylor. I'm drawing a blank on his name. Ron Howard.
Ron Howard, yeah.
Richie Cunningham, Opie Taylor, all this stuff. I did the right things. That the American boy was supposed to do, go to school, get married, do all this stuff. But I actually, because I was a guard bum, I actually got to retire for a good 9 years. from probably 25 to 34 before I became full-time at the Guard. So I had a lot of control, especially when I got to that major pay. I could really pull it off easy. I could just pick and choose when I wanted to work. I could go for a bike ride if it was 90 degrees out that day and it was going to rain the rest of the week. So I was lucky in that, but that's a tough one. I got lucky there. So, but 30 years old, don't eat the sugar because it'll catch up with you. And it was all the stuff I was talking about. And I mean that honestly. I don't mean that because I'm the nutrition guy here. I'm making this, pitching something. It really is. And I was racing and training a lot, and I was drinking sugary drinks, gels, all the power gels and stuff. Every 15 minutes is what they recommend for you to take those things. And I was doing it day in and day out. I was eating all kinds of bars. My food 25 years ago, flying was Clif bars and Power bars and Lara bars. And those things are just they're not horrid. They're not a Mars or a Milky Way or something, but they're just pumped full of it. So I wish I wouldn't have been doing that. And then at 40, I'd say into my late 30s, into 48, I had this intent and I kind of did it, but I kind of didn't do it. And that was just to walk away from the racing. And that was because, again, the duration, it was too long. It wasn't what was healthy for me. And it was taking a toll on me. And I did a lot of it that I didn't need to do. And I pushed myself to where I got real sick, which I touched on before. So I wish I'd have been a little bit smarter in that aspect later in my life.
I think everybody can take something away from all of those pieces and incorporate them into their own life. I know I can, especially because I'm coming up on that 40 thing, and I've just made some decisions that I would say are I'm hoping that the 50-year-old or 60-year-old or 70-year-old Adam looks back at the 40-year-old Adam and says, that was the right move. Good job seeing that now instead of 10 years from now and saying, oh, I wish I would have done that 10 years ago. So I look at that and I'm hoping that I'm kind of following that memory item right there. All right, number three of the memory items. What was the most helpful advice you have ever received?
Oh God, it should be from my mom or something, right?
Yeah, it can be from. I've received helpful advice from every single person that I've probably ever spoken with. So you can't just pigeonhole one person, but that's what I get to do to you right now. So you got to pick one.
My mom's given me a lot of good advice. There's a lot of advice I'm sure I've gotten that I've forgotten it. I'm sure there's a lot of bad advice that I didn't take that I learned from. So, but I kind of liked, I always thought I didn't listen enough, and I'm a pretty quiet guy. But later in my career, I got a little bit more boisterous, as when I had more of an ass to get chewed and I had more of an ass to throw into the fight.
Sure.
And you get more frustrated and you see the light at the end of the tunnel. So you don't really care. You're just like, I'm just going to speak my mind because I can. So I think, listen twice as much as you speak because you have two ears and one mouth. I think that's it's a good rule. There's guys, I can name a guy in our squadron, who I won't, but you know who he is. He's retired right just before me over in the sim. But he, when he spoke, because he didn't speak often, but when he spoke, you listened to him. So I think that goes a long ways.
Yeah, maybe I should take that advice myself because there's quite a few people that say I talk twice as much as I listen, and maybe three or four times as much. I make it up for in the podcast, though. I try to keep my mouth shut and let you guys talk. All right, and then number four, and this one's all you, man. What is your own memory item? Whatever you want everybody to take away that wasn't included in something above.
Well, I'll share a quote. If you guys haven't read Tools of Titans, get to the Pilot Network's Amazon store because it's in there. Better be in there. But by Tim Ferriss, a really, really good read. And he had a quote in there, and I use it in my class. I use it to motivate people, and I think it's something that I followed for most of my life. I just didn't have it put together this way, like he says it. But it's this is the quote, and it says, "Show up, do the work, go home. Accept that quality long-term results require quality long-term focus. No emotion, no drama, no beating yourself up over small bumps in the road. Throw away the timeline. It takes what it takes." And that always resonated with me. And I think he put it very well, covered a lot in those four lines. I've always just kept moving forward, pushing forward. I'm good at it physically. I'm good at it mentally. The drama, the emotion, the beating yourself up, those are all noise. You have to ignore those noises or they'll distract you, they'll burn you out, they'll ruin your relationships, and they'll shut you down. So really, it's just keep moving forward and progress. That's what all of this is about. My lifestyle, professionally, everything. It's about progress. It's not about perfection, because there is no perfection. Just keep moving forward. Keep progressing.
Yeah, I think well, as you know, I'm a Tim Ferriss acolyte, so I know that quote. And man, I can't not only I can not say enough how much I agree not only with your quote that you chose, but also your take on it. And I think we'd all do a little bit better to take that on in our daily life. So, last but certainly not least, out of everything that you've talked about, everything you kind of shared with us a little bit. Now, mind you, this is only a very tiny bit of what Frank knows is capable of. So I really want you to go search him out, check it out what you have. Is there anything outside of your contact stuff? We'll get to that in a second, but parting shots. What do you want to pass on to all the folks out there?
I said a lot of stuff, but I hope everyone can take a piece of something that I said and make use of it in their lives. I'm way up that health ladder, and most people are looking just to move up one or two rungs in their life just to make things better. I hope I gave you some insight on how to do that. Remember, it's progress. It's not perfection. There is no such thing as perfection. Just keep moving. That's the biggest thing. And thanks, Adam, and the Pilot Network for having me here. It's been a pleasure and an honor.
Frank, we thank you for being the first guest in the new style format here, where we're going to try to explore all those things out there that we've been so curious about over the last couple of years. We're moving away from how to get hired to, hey, we're hired. Now, what do we do? And I think that's where Frank and other guests that we're going to have forthcoming on these TPN podcasts, where we can't thank them enough just for being interested in helping us all out, but their contributions. They are doing stuff that we're not necessarily experts at or even trying to become experts at. And to have people like that, friends of the network, people who are members of the Pilot Network to help us out, is what truly makes this such a great, great place for us to gather, talk, and interact. I can't thank Frank enough also for working with me directly and helping me out, what he taught me, showing me that hey, not everybody here is a douchebag. There's actually quite a few awesome people in the guard unit that we joined together. But the other thing, he helped me figure out a lot of stuff about my nutrition, my healthy goals, and the fact that I'm making progress. And like you said, it's not perfection, it's progress. And the fact that when you start seeing progress, it makes you want to do more and more and more. And I think that's such a key piece there. So Frank, we talked about how they can start getting into this. Well, where can they reach you directly so they can start seeking you out to have them help them? Where can our network folk go out to find you?
Yeah, my website is www.franklynutritious.com. So franklynutritious.com. And if you want to email, there's contact forms on there. You can go through those. You can sign up on my newsletter, or you can just email me at frank@franklynutritious.com. So those are all the ways that from my website that you'll get a hold of me. And Facebook, you can find me at facebook.com/franklynutritious, and I'll pop up, and I'm on the TPN. I'm on with you guys there. So again, my name is Frank Alvarez. My last name is Alvarez. So if you type in Frank Alvarez in a comment, or send me a message from there or wherever, I'll get it, and I'll help you guys out.
Well, guys, gals, don't be afraid to connect with Frank or any other networker for that matter. That is why TPN exists. That's why we started this whole thing, and that's why we continue to grow through the 13,000 number and beyond. So when you want to get a hold of us, that's Mr. Matt Sweet or myself, Adam Yuhan, us two dudes who run the whole gamut, type this directly into the email service of your choice, twosline, heyguys@thepilotnetwork.org. That's hey, like H-E-Y, and guys, like guys, @thepilotnetwork.org, or go to the Google, type in The Pilot Network. We are everywhere and expanding well beyond that. I want to thank Frank Alvarez again for being our guest on the TPN podcast. Should it be TPN podcast or The Pilot Network podcast? Not The TPN podcast, because that's redundancy, and redundancy is the key to air power. Anyways, it's been real, and it's been a lot of fun. It actually has been real fun talking with Frank and sharing his nutritious secrets to how we can all live a better life in the air and the ground. So please, until next time, keep the shiny side up and coffee, bulletproof coffee, off the uniform. Fly safe, everybody.